So yeah, every once in a while, I'll give you some nuggets of truth. And I think this is going to be one of them. And I always try to apply it to myself as well. Anytime I talk about something, I try to apply it to myself, you know? Because what good is it if you don't try to apply what you're talking about? I'm trying to get ready to go to work while I'm talking about this, because if I don't talk about it now, I might forget about it. So the nugget of truth that I'm talking about is as follows. I got to put it on pause. There is one story, and it applies to your whole life, every area of your life. You either stay a slave and live in Egypt, or you move towards the promised land. And it's true whether it's washing dishes, cleaning your toilet, going to work, finding a job, changing your oil, exercising, looking at your credit report, making a choice or decision to get up and do something about what state you're in. You either stay in Egypt or Babylon and let them gypped you spiritually. Egypt is spiritually gypped you. You either stay a slave in Egypt. Well, I don't want to clean that toilet. I don't want to wash those dishes. I don't want to get my oil changed and think like a child. Or you face off with the issue that's at hand. I don't want to face off with the issues at hand. It could be a health issue. It could be a financial issue. It could be any issue. But as long as you don't face the fact that you're allowing it to happen, like I say, I'm getting ready for work, so I'm doing two things at once. If you don't go face to face with the issue, you'll never be birthed out of it. You have to be face to face. Okay, so the man represents Adam, A.M. The woman represents P.M., PMS, Eve, evening. So Adam and Eve had to face off. She represents the flesh mind. He represents the spirit mind. So you have to. So for Adam and Eve to birth a baby, you have to be face to face with it. They have to be face to face to birth in a baby, to have a conception. So whatever the issue is in your life, you got to face off with it. Otherwise, there's not going to be a birthing. There's not going to be a conception or a cognition about it. It's sitting there. Wait. It's just over there waiting. But if you don't face off with it, there's not going to be a growth, a birthing or a growth or any kind of production, reproduction or producing. There's not going to be a production process if you don't face off with the issue, the problem. Any problem. You want to face off with the issue so you can have a birthing, to grow to the next state, to move to your next state. There's no temptation taking you but such as common to man. So let's say there's a problem that seems like insurmountable. Well, there's other people who've been through it, and there's other people who've overcome it. And you've got to think outside the box to do it, whatever it is. You can do it. You just got to see, the dark side's not even real. It's just fake. So the fear, or the worry, or the doubt, or the concern, the solution was already there before the problem appeared, right? So it don't matter if it's a man or a woman. Everybody has to deal with the same issues in life. The women probably have more issues than the man, just the fact that the way this thing's set up. But that's all right. If you notice, women don't get sick as much as men. They have some kind of, pain doesn't affect them as much. It's the weirdest thing. If you talk to one woman, or if you've been married to one, you realize they don't, they can endure pain, easier than a man. But we all have the same issues deep down, and you have to face off with it. Because if you don't, you go around the mountain, round the mountain, round the mountain 1,000 times. You got to get your oil changed. You got to check your, winter's coming. Okay, here's a good example. You know winter's coming around the corner, right? So if you know winter is on the way, and your battery's 5 years old, go get another battery. So it's not a shock when it, you don't have to worry about jumping the battery off if you go get another battery every 5 years. Check your tires before winter. Go get some synthetic oil. When you do an oil change, do synthetic oil change in October, November, and you won't have to mess with it till April. Get everything set up before winter hits, and you're prepared. Prepare, pre-cut. Let me tell you, let me just say something here. I'm working on some words. I'm unfolding some words. I'm unfolding the word M-O-N, and I'm also unfolding the word, I got it on my phone. What was it? Let me look it up real quick. M-O-N, wedge, corner. That's what it was. So I'm working on two words. M-O-N and corner. And they go back similar. You know, corner, like the corner of a building or something. Cornerstone. And so what I'm finding is, here's what I'm finding. Here's what life is in a nutshell. You're taking everything and you're cutting it. You're putting it in parts. Okay? So whether it's a job, you're putting this, you're getting everything in order. You're putting things in order in parts. Okay, I gotta clean the bathroom. So you put that in this little compartment and you get it done. You break it down. And the issues that you have a hard time, let's say you don't know how to clean, or you've never cleaned it before or whatever. You break the problem down into parts and you attack it that way. Any kind of problem, you break it into parts and you attack that problem by breaking it into parts. You put a wedge there and you separate. It doesn't matter if it's a job, doesn't matter if it's a problem, an issue, thing in life, financial, whatever. You break the issue into parts. Okay, so right now, so everybody's going crazy about the stock market. It's going to be volatile because of the election. Well, that's, okay, so there's this thing called options that are derivatives. If the market is volatile, you sell a derivative or an option, then you make more money because the option market is, when it comes to volatility, that's when you can make the most money. So let's say you got a queen bee Jezebel in your world, causing drama and volatility. Well, you break it into parts. You break it into parts and you figure out what's going on and what the issue is. And you rightly divide the 3D just like you do the 2D. And you get away from the drama queen. The circus. You get away from the circus. And so if it's in your own mind, if you are the drama queen in your own mind, you have to get away from that circus. And so you take your thoughts, you divide them up, and you figure out what's causing it. Is it fear, doubt, worry, past, present, future, whatever the issue is? What's causing it? And break it down. And so you break it down into parts, and then that way you can see the issue. It probably goes back to your childhood. It probably goes back to you've been gaslighted and brainwashed by some kind of MK Ultra game on you, some kind of narcissist messing with you or whatever. And you start cutting out certain people and certain things. It could be TV, it could be news. You start cutting out stuff. Cut is divide, break it into parts. You cut out certain things in your life. It could be food, it could be a chemical imbalance. And you start separating certain things. And you start paying attention to your inner man. You start looking at your inner man and you say, well, why am I upset in this situation? And if it's a situation that you can change, why do you keep getting involved in it, you know? And you quit trying to look for somebody else to fix it, and you go to God and you ask God to help you fix it, and you divide it up, and just like he says, a workman that needed not be ashamed. In the 2D, you can do that with your emotions, your mind, your intellect, 3D, whatever it is. And you make a change. You divide, you cut out certain things, whether it's certain kind of food or whether it's whatever it is, your sleeping habits, whatever it is, who you associate with, what you listen to. Like if you listen to Alex Jones every day, you're probably going to be upset. You're going to probably be crazy. Cut it out. If you listen to CNN or Fox News every day, cut it out. Don't listen to it every day. If you listen to YouTube every day, cut it out. Whatever it is, you start cutting out things that are not beneficial. If it's a job, change jobs. Create a job. If it's, let's say somebody's doing rideshare and they noticed every time they drive the bar people, they get upset. Quit driving the bar people. You might not make as much, but you could drive early in the morning or something. Cut out things that are not healthy or beneficial. Cut it out. Divide it out. Break it into parts and figure it out. The secret to getting rich is break stuff into parts, to be honest with you. Break it in smaller and smaller parts. And the smaller parts are easy to manage. Tell me a long time ago when I was like 18 or 17. She said, sometimes life is easier working two part-time jobs. I said, Eureka, there's my answer. I didn't say it at the time. I thought about what she said, but years later I thought about that. And I thought, that is the secret right there. Secret. From my perspective, if you're part-time, you're not all into the world. You know, the world wants you to be full-time worldly. If you're part-time, they know you're not full-time world. Your mind is divided, you know? So they don't expect you to be like them. They don't want to make you a copy of them. But if whether it's a cult or an ism or a church or a corp or whatever it is, if you're all in, they want you to be a copy of them. Can anybody hear what I just said? If you're all in, they expect you, because you're all in, to be a copy of what they expect. Just like a narcissist perfectionist, they want you to be perfect. And nobody can be perfect, and especially them, but they want you to think they're perfect, and everybody, they use their flying monkeys to try to look perfect, but it's just a bunch of flying monkeys. They have no power, they have no strength, they have no internal anything, and so they want to project it out, and you become an extension of them. They vampire off of you. Trip, be honest with you. It's a trip. when you really sit down and start meditating and divide it into parts and look at the flesh creatures, they're under law, so they want you to be under law. So the legalist who tries to put you back under law is because they're under law. That's all they know. They don't know about walking in the Spirit. That's why they're under law, and that's why they want you under law. And when you say it's faith alone and Jesus alone, they can't understand that because they can't experience it. Because if they ever experienced it, they would be saying the same thing. They would be telling you how to be free. But because they've never experienced it, it's kind of like somebody who's trying to... Okay, so if you study calculus and you get good at calculus, and then you talk to somebody who's really good at algebra, but they never learned calculus, and you try to talk to them about the transient state instead of a static state, where you're moving. Calculus is about a transition, movement, velocity and acceleration and exponential function and stuff like that, and they're stuck in algebra. They can't hear you. It's a whole new way of thinking. And so when you got talk to somebody who's still under legalism, or you just walk in the room and you're free in Christ and you got people under legalism, they don't understand you. What I've noticed is a lot of times when you're free, you walk in a situation and people see your freedom. So let's say there's this Jezebel woman. She sees your freedom in Christ and she thinks she's in love with you because of your freedom in Christ. But she don't know you. She's in love with your freedom. She's in love with the Jesus in you. She's not free. She's a slave. She wants that freedom, but if you yoke up with her, she don't have the power to enjoy that freedom. She don't have the power. All she's going to do is try to pull you back down into slavery and bondage and a honey-do list, and you got to touch not, taste not, don't do this, don't do that. She don't understand that. And that's true with life. You're not free when you don't face off with that pile of dishes that you got to wash. So the same stories everywhere at all times. So you're sitting there in the living room and the dishes are in the kitchen and you say, I don't want to wash them dishes, but I know if I don't wash them in the morning, they're going to be there. And I'm just going to, and then I get off work, they're going to be there. You know, I know that's a silly example, but it's true. You're not, you know, you should get up there and do at least do something with them, wipe them off or something. If you're dreading it, I mean, if you're not dreading it, just throw them out in the use paper plates, you know, get rid of all your dishes and use paper plates. I don't know. Everybody's got a different situation that they're facing, but it's true at every level. I got to go to the dentist, and you keep putting it off. And I did that for like 10 years. I finally had a job, and I even had the opportunity. And they said, do you want to sign up for dental? I said, yeah, sign me up. And I finally picked up the phone. I called them, and I went. And the guy did the x-rays and all that. It wasn't but like $75 because with insurance paid for most everything. And he said, I said, all right, what's the deal? He said, you're fine. Everything's intact. I had to do a little bit of work, but he said, everything's cool. Whether it's the doctor, the dentist, the chiropractor, going to buy some thermals before winter, whatever it is. Going to buy some apples and oranges or whatever. The thing that you keep putting off. And I know that there's probably people out there, because I know if I deal with it, everybody else is probably dealing with it. You put off changing that oil, getting those tires, getting that part time. I know I could do some gigs and make $100 a week, and I could actually use that $100 a week to get out of debt. Yeah. Why ain't you doing it? And I ask myself, why ain't I doing it? Why ain't I getting completely debt-free? Why am I going deeper into debt? Think about buying a new car, though, is if you're doing ride share, you can write off the mileage, so it's pretty much paying for yourself if you drive it, if you put enough miles on it. Long story short, whatever you're faced with that you dread, that's the old Egyptian bondage. But when you get it done and you divide it into parts and you say, okay, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna break it, I'm gonna make my life really simple, I'm gonna have very few things so I'm not bogged down with the cares of this life, and I'm gonna knock this out and get this done. And when you live like that, guess what? You get free faster. I know it's happening. Whether it's families and kids and spouses. Yeah, but we got to do this. You got to around here, do this, acting crazy. You got to get this done. When you really don't, there's a lot of stuff you don't need or you don't need to do. And you stress yourself out over stuff. You really know that, why am I doing this? It's just like the Wile E. Coyote holds up the sign and says, help. Why do I keep doing this? Why am I doing this? There's things, it could be a thought pattern. I was able to see this lady one time who went to a situation where she went to this counselor. And she says, I got cancer. He says, well, we did the test. You don't have cancer. Yeah, but I just believe I have. She couldn't stop that thought that she has cancer. So what was that coming from? It was a wrong pattern of thinking. So it even applies to thoughts. There's wrong ways of thinking that you know that way of thinking is wrong, and you can cut it out. You can cut it out. Cut out that way of thinking. Figure out where it came from and cut it out. Stinging thinking. There are people like that. They're stuck on a thought and they can't get it out of their mind. It could be, I remember this when I used to listen to music. You would hear a tune and you couldn't get it out of your mind. That tells you right there, they're brainwashing you. Just cut the music off and you won't have that problem anymore. There's certain things that get stuck in your mind, right? Songs, there's a reason that the devil does that. Secular music, you get that tune stuck in your mind and you're not free to have your own thoughts. That tune is controlling your thoughts, you see. And because I've cut all music off for the last 2 or 3 or 4 years, I don't even know how long it's been now, but I cut off all music. And so now I never have anything stuck in my mind unless I want it there, you know. And you can get rid of those thoughts that you don't want to be there, you know. And I know it's hard to believe that's even possible, but when you really dedicate yourself to controlling your own thoughts, you can really be free. But until you practice it, probably won't believe it.